present and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
And Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a group of motoring enthusiasts have driven their ex-military jeeps to the top of Cape York. Thousands of four-wheel drives were sold after World War II. The 80-year-old Willys jeeps can sell for tens of thousands of dollars. Many people embarking on a 2,000-kilometre road trip might opt for a vehicle with windows, air conditioning, and an age of less than 80 years. However, for this group of military vehicle enthusiasts, the lack of mod cons was all part of the fun of their drive, from Mount Molo to the top of Cape York. Townsville's Military and Historic Vehicle Club president, Albie Lisai, says it is a case of no frills, no worries. Quote, "I find the joy of me being able to drive it overcomes anything else," end quote, he said. In other local news, the parents of 22-year-old Josh Tam, who died at a music festival after taking MSMA in 2018, have called upon the Queensland government to halt its rolling removal of pill testing facilities. Josh's family have publicly stated that Josh would still be alive if pill testing had been available. After the LNP won the state election this year, funding has been slashed while festival-based pill testing continued. However, recent action has now been taken to ban pill testing in the state entirely. The Tam family has issued a plea to the Queensland government not to outlaw pill testing. Quote, "Please, for the sake of the lives of our loved ones, step aside and allow the experts to lead the way in keeping our loved ones safe," end quote, the family statement said.
In national news, from November 1st, the Albanese government's new support at home scheme will leave retirees to pay for their home assistance by classifying many supports as, quote, non-clinical. For most home assistance services are already protected under the home care packages. Now all pensioners will contribute financially to services, with the price being determined by their income and assets. The scheme will charge up to $50 an hour for showers and hygiene help, and up to $75 an hour for cleaning, cooking, and laundry. Advocates warn that the charges will force low-income pensioners to skip essential care. The Inspector General of Aged Care says the model could push vulnerable people into hospital or residential care earlier, increasing overall taxpayer costs. In other national news, Australia will play host for the first time to the S20 Songan Music Festival in 2026. Offering the title of, quote, "the world's wettest party," end quote, S20 Australia is described as an open-air festival with a hinted riverside location. Originating in 2025 in Bangkok, the festival is known for its active inclusion of water as its main feature. The event will land in Brisbane after stops in Bangkok, Tokyo, and Los Angeles. Official venues and performers are yet to be announced.
In international news, the Philippine capital of Manila saw thousands of protesters take to the streets this past Sunday, expressing outrage over a recent corruption scandal. The scandal involved several lawmakers, officials, and business stakeholders who allegedly pocketed huge kickbacks from flood control projects in the poverty-stricken and storm-prone country. The corruption came to light when a wealthy couple who ran several construction companies that won lucrative contracts for flood control faced public outrage after being seen with lucrative personal purchases. The couple identified during a Senate inquiry at least 17 House representatives, legislators, and public work officials who assisted in the scandal. The Australian embassies, along with the US, have issued a travel advisory for possible visiting citizens to stay away from the protests in interest of safety. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.